How do unschoolers find each other? Are you having trouble finding other unschooling families? Or maybe you just like to find people who don't want to talk about curriculum all the time. Or when you say, my kid really doesn't want to do that. Do they tell you, just make them take away their fun stuff until they comply? Moving toward unschooling can feel lonely, but I want to give you some help. You see, you're not really as alone as you think you are. It's just that the typical top-down, my way or the highway approach to parenting and educating are the loudest, the most confident, the most intimidating, right? That's what I want to talk with you about this week, how to find others who are stepping away from all of that, and how to help you feel a little more confident when you're moving around in the circles you already live in. I'm Sue Patterson, and this is the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast. Each week, I share a mini unschooling pep talk, about 10 minutes or so, because I know how busy you are. I want to pop into your lives and give you a little encouragement, a little reassurance that unschooling really does work. My own three kids are in their 30s now, all unschooled, all different paths, but doors did not close for them because we chose this unconventional path. And I want that for you too. Everyone's lives look different. And you really don't have to duplicate school to help them be successful adults. I have tons of unschooling resources. Check the show notes for those related to this week's podcast or the unschoolingmomtomom.com website for even more. Okay, let's set the stage here. Maybe you started homeschooling back during COVID. You were kind of thrust into it. Maybe you were homeschooling before that and your kids were little, you know, much more open to all your wonderful suggestions. Or maybe you've just pulled the kids out of school and you're tapping into the homeschooling families that you can find easily where you live. Odds are, you feel like you need a little more people in your life. When you walk away from the mainstream, the status quo, you may look around and think, where'd everybody go? Lots of times on these podcasts, I talk about being on a conveyor belt. That's the typically passive way people move through their lives. Their learning is because the teacher decided that that's what they'd learn today. Their friends, more air quotes, are determined by desk proximity or who's in their class this year. So when we step away from all of that, get off the conveyor belt, we have to lace up our own shoes and get more active. This is how we create the life that fits us. It's not hard to do. It's just that nobody showed us how to do this, but I will. If you're wishing you had a few more people in your life who are navigating off the beaten track, venturing into what feels like unexplored territories, you're in the right place. Let's talk about five ways to find your people, truly your people, and not the people your birth year or your neighborhood selected for you. Lots of people tap into homeschool co-ops, schools that happen one or two days a week. They're pretty easy to find now, and some are pretty fun, offering cool science projects or art programs, maybe theater options, or even big PE kinds of things. My kids did one of those, but often they also have a lot of academic options. And if you're deschooling and trying to see the subjects weaving through life without signing your kids up for a typical reading, writing, arithmetic class, you can feel a little pressure. Sometimes it's internal. You're not super confident yet, so you get triggered by other kids who know something your kid doesn't. Sometimes it's external, and other parents say, aren't you worried they don't know any math or can't read well yet? Or don't know, I don't know, the list goes on and on. They don't know their capitals. They don't know their times tables. They haven't written a research paper. They haven't memorized all the parts of speech. You know the list. And no, they don't know those things, or at least not in the same way the other kids who've been schooled in this way know them. If you're new to all of this, you can get a little panicky thinking you're screwing this all up. You've mentally dismissed the things that they do know because they've been exploring their interests and diving deeper into them. They've definitely been learning a ton of things, but those things aren't showing up on the standardized tests or the scope and sequence for various grade levels or in what people tend to want to mention as a comparison. Okay, if this is you, I get it. Part of the problem is that feeling that you have to hit the ground running or your kid will be behind. And since you haven't done all the deschooling that you need to do, you're sometimes blowing whichever way the strongest breeze blows or the most opinionated mom pushes. And co-ops often have quite a few of those. So deschooling may be an issue. I'm not going to dive deeply into deschooling in this podcast. I have a playlist at YouTube that can really help you work through deschooling. I'll link to it in the notes below. Work your way through those videos or read the transcripts. If you're more of a reader than a watcher, I'll get you all the links. Because getting on solid ground with deschooling will help you so much as you interact with other people who are choosing other ways of parenting or homeschooling. You don't have to stay away from them. You just have to grow your own confidence in what you are choosing. I promise it will get easier the more you learn about deschooling. So this podcast is about finding your people. I mentioned the co-ops because that's how I started to identify the people I was going to really connect with. The co-ops were already in place. It was pretty easy to find them even back in the 90s, more so for you now. All you have to do is ask on any homeschooling Facebook group or email a local homeschooling group and ask what's near you. Those groups may not be in your particular religious or political affiliation, but it's a starting place. I did this. I signed my kids up for art and PE and went on a hunt for people who seemed a little on the fringe. Other moms and dads who were more interested in connecting kindly with their kids, less interested in the academics, maybe even spoke the word unschooling without curling up their lip or wincing like it was a problem. When we first used the co-op, we weren't unschooling yet. So we were sharing catalogs of cool resources, and that kind of gave me a clue to what the people around were like. Then the kids gravitated towards certain kids, and we decided to meet to swim or go out to lunch together. And that was the start of how forming my own subgroup within groups that really didn't fit us very well. And yes, there was drama, because there's always drama in groups. But when you focus on the kids and help them find connections and allow yourself to find a few parents who are willing to talk with you about alternatives to the status quo, you're moving in the right direction. Once we found a handful of parents, we started to create field trips on Fridays, little group outings where the kids could hang out. Sometimes they were at parks near one of our houses, and thus began individualizing our own group to fit what we needed. See, you don't have to stay stuck. I have another podcast about creating community, and I'll link to that too. Another way to find your people is to create a mom's or dad's night out. Ours was at a coffee shop midweek, once a month. I think it was the third Wednesday of the month. This allowed people to see it on their calendar for a couple of weeks before it happened. We were able to have conversations about parenting, what was working and what wasn't. And because we were new at this and it was starting up new, no one was seen as the expert who was telling us what the right way to do it all was. In this group, we even created a book club and read different books each month, like Punished by Rewards or The Unschooling Handbook or one of the books by John Holt. And that was an interesting way to get to talk with other parents about how they approached everything. Another way to find your people is to go to an unschooling friendly conference. I don't really recommend going to any of the big homeschooling conferences because there are a lot of people there who really want their kids to do all the subjects. And if you're looking for a more relationship focused attachment parenting approach, you probably won't find it there. But if you go to an unschooling conference, you'll find a wider variety of people. I have a webpage at the unschoolingmomtomom.com website with conferences listed, and I've even been to a lot of them personally. They're so much fun. We used to trek all over the country several times a year to meet up with friends that we had met online. Some of my closest friendships were created this way. And don't forget that you can still find your people in the comfort of your own home, still in your PJs, unbrushed hair. We won't even care. And that's in the membership that I've created for parents all around the world. Parents like you. Parents who thrive on community, but for one reason or another, just can't pull it off in this season of life. For only about $10 a week, you can tap into a group of unschooling parents on this unschooling path, willing to help you find resources and grow your confidence. We have group coaching calls twice a week, a community check-in, and a more general Q&A call. A huge library of resources to help you no matter where you are on the path. I really love this group because it's exactly what I would have used if it had existed back in the 90s. Actually, I probably would have done all the things and the online community too. Sometimes people have asked, couldn't I just get that for free from Facebook or Instagram? And my answer is maybe. In the past, we've had really active groups where people made all kinds of connections. That seems to have shifted over the years, and it's harder to really get good unschooling support out there. So that's why I created this private community where you can ask questions, be vulnerable, without falling down rabbit holes that aren't even going to help you. Some people come for a month. Others have been with me since 2016, when I first started it. Some come for a while, leave, come back later when they need more support. I'm fine with however you want to use it. I just know that many of us need to find our people in order to be successful with this. Whether you're creating mini subgroups, branching off from the larger groups or co-ops in your community, or you're creating Mom's Night Outs, getting a conference onto your calendar, or tapping into my membership group, you have options. You really don't have to do this alone. There really are some ways to help you find your people. I do want to say that I'm really happy that so many of you are willing to do whatever it takes to create a world that works for your family, saying no to the status quo, opting for better than mediocre. And I know really individualizing all of this is not always easy. It helps to see that others are working on this too, having good days and bad days, but moving in the direction they want to go. Keep listening to podcasts, grab a course or an unschooling guide or ebook if you're ready to dive deeper, and reach out if you need help finding resources or want to hop on my coaching calendar. You have lots of options, and I'll be back again next week. Happy unschooling.